In Chicago, the DNC finished its opening night with an address by President Joe Biden, who took the stage at United Center to make a clear case for Kamala Harris's run for president. However, some delegates appeared emotional as the president exited the party stage. WHYY's politics reporter Carmen Russell Sluchansky is in Chicago following what delegates and representatives from swing state Pennsylvania are experiencing, and he joins us today. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Carmen, what was the night like overall?
Well, it was a big night for Democrats, really. The delegates got quite the show with what was effectively a farewell message, like I said, from President Joe Biden, and they also heard from Hillary Clinton, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and even the nominee, Kamala Harris, made a surprise appearance. There was also a video tribute to Jesse Jackson, the civil rights leader who ran for president back in the 80s.
Okay. And did anyone from Pennsylvania speak from the podium?
Why, yes, our Lieutenant Governor, Austin Davis, the man who almost became governor, at least would have if Harris had picked Governor Josh Shapiro to be her running mate. Davis made a short speech in which he focused on the Biden administration's infrastructure programs and he mentioned how they fixed the I-95 bridge in Philly and the Fern Hollow Bridge in Pittsburgh in what he called record time with Washington's help. He said that investing in infrastructure is investing in children, including his daughter, Harper.
It means replacing millions of lead pipes. It means providing clean air, clean water, safe roads and bridges, not just for us, but for generations to come. That's the legacy that President Biden is leaving our children. Let's keep building bridges to the future with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Let's work.
Yeah, Austin Davis sounding very pumped up there, Carmen. Did you run into any other elected officials from Pennsylvania on the first day?
I actually did run into Mayor Sherrell Parker. I also talked to State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, who represents part of North Philadelphia. He mentioned he attended his first convention in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was nominated as a delegate. Now, we know what happened in that election, so I asked if he felt confident that a woman, especially a woman of color, could succeed where Clinton did not. And here's what he said.
I think we're in a position where you have seen, you know, younger people running for office, more women running for office since 2016, more people of color running for office. When I ran, I became the first openly LGBTQ person of color in the state house, only the second openly LGBTQ person elected in Pennsylvania. Now you have 7 members of the LGBTQ caucus.
Yeah, he has a good point. Well, Carmen, last night could be described as a farewell from Joe Biden, though he very much has roughly 5 more months in office.
Yeah, I guess it was really more of a farewell to Joe Biden. Or as Kenyatta called it, a celebration of 52 years of service. Delaware Senator Chris Coons kind of gave the thank you speech that really represented what the party appeared to feel last night.
Mr. President, you were my senator as a Delawarean. You are my president as an American, and you will always be my friend. On behalf of our nation, Joe, for your courage in fighting for our democracy, we thank you.
Senator Chris Coons, who was really a big point person for the Biden campaign. And while we have you this morning, Carmen, not only did you cover what was going on inside at the center, but you were outside as well. You ran into a Philadelphian who was doing some of the protesting in one of the groups. And tell us a little bit about that before we say goodbye.
Yeah, absolutely. There was thousands of protesters right outside the United Center where the speeches were happening. I found somebody from Philadelphia in this incredible crowd. His name is Mike Wilson. He's a contractor from Philly, and he was there to give the Democrats and to give Kamala Harris a message. He called what was going on in Gaza a genocide, and he said that the Democrats need to really take them seriously or else that they're going to lose in November, because he's going to do what he can to make sure that they don't win in November if they don't actually put some kind of plan in place to get the area closer towards a two-state solution.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Carmen Russell-Suchanski is our politics reporter. You can follow him at whyy.org, where you can sign up for our election 2024 newsletter called The Swing. And tune in tonight at 9 for coverage of the convention right here on 90.9 FM.